It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. The final space shuttle mission is underway, scheduled to land back on Earth July 20th. And then what? We have plenty of smart people at NASA capable of building new things, facilitating new understanding of the universe. Where do we go from here? Neil deGrasse Tyson is an astrophysicist, TV and radio host, frequent guest on The Daily Show. Neil, what does the end of this program mean?
Of the many motivations for the space shuttle, the preeminent one was as a means of constructing the International Space Station. The International Space Station is done. What people should be lamenting is not the end of the space shuttle. We should be lamenting the fact that there's nothing waiting in the wings to take on the next era of space exploration. There are plenty of frontiers out there. We have asteroids that are headed our way. It'd be nice to know what they're made of and what holds them together. Consider other destinations, the moon, Mars, there are comets, there are moons of other planets. Venus is a little too hot, well, a lot too hot, actually, at 900 degrees Fahrenheit. But we've landed in six spots on the moon. Now, if you landed on Earth in only six spots and you said, we're done, let's move on, that would be naive to suggest that you have characterized a planet based on only six visits. Plus, you've never even been to the backside of the moon. So I see the entire universe as interesting enough to study.
Tyson says what we should be doing is thinking about versatility.
Think about when you're building a highway system. You're not saying we're only going to build it from A to B so that you can only go from A to B. You build it wherever you might want to go later on. And then you choose to go there. You settle, you build, cities grow up. So you pick and choose your destinations, but you want to at least have the launch capability to leave Earth and then go wherever you choose.
There's a kind of understanding, Tyson says, you can only get from a distance.
I think the greatest lesson we learned about Earth was going to the moon and looking back to Earth from the moon. That's the only place. You have to be far enough away from Earth to get to see the entire ball. The astronauts in low Earth orbit do not see the entire hemisphere of the Earth. They're only a couple of 100 miles up. In fact, if Earth were the size of a schoolroom globe, Mars would be a mile away, the moon 30 feet, and the space shuttle space station 3/8 of an inch above its surface. So going into space really requires you go farther than low Earth orbit to get the full cosmic perspective on Earth, this what we call spaceship Earth, sitting alone in space with no one there to help us.
Neil deGrasse Tyson's radio show is at startalkradio.net. More of our talk, including Neil's thoughts on funding space exploration, is at marketplacetech.org. Soap operas. You've been canceled so much lately, I thought you were dead, but...
You came back to me. You came back. I can't believe it. I can't. What? What's the matter? What?
I'm sorry. What? I'm sorry, but who are you?
Oh, I see. You have amnesia. It's the internet. ABC has licensed All My Children and One Life to Live to a production company that will keep the shows up and running online.
You worm! You miserable, slimy worm! You are the poorest excuse for a man I have ever had the misfortune to meet!
Now, come on, you'll love the internet. It's the future. Give it a chance.
Accept this ring as a symbol of our becoming one from this day forth.
Oh, I love when it ends in a wedding. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm the evil twin of John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business. Always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.